Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. This program is supported by MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. San Juan Regional Medical Center is expanding its services to offer low-cost blood screenings year-round, now offering walk-in convenience to get the blood tests you want when you want them. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing, is available at the hospital's laboratory and the Outpatient Diagnostic Center on 30th Street in Farmington. With nearly 20 tests available, there's an option for everyone. MyLabs, patient-ordered testing. A wellness service of San Juan Regional Medical Center. Well, now let me turn to my guests who are here this morning from San Juan County. Welcoming back to the KSJE microphones, Mr. Mike Stark, who is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Good to have you here.
Oh, always good to be here with you.
Well, that's good. You haven't been here in a while, so it's nice that you found your way back.
Yes,
and
yes.
I appreciate that. And County Operations Manager, of course, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
And also Susan Hockinson is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Thank you for bringing Mike Stark back.
You bet, and thanks for having us.
You're welcome. It's good to have you here as well. And the County Growth Management Plan is what we're talking about this morning. And this, as we were talking before we came on the air this morning, is an update to the plan from, and we were all surprised, it's been 11 years, but from 2007. And I remember talking to you, Mike Stark, about that plan back then.
Yeah, yeah. It was our first comprehensive plan.
Okay.
That we undertook back then. And
right.
A lot of public input and feedback regarding, you know, the things that affect the quality of life here in San Juan County. Ultimately, this is a policy decision-making guide that's used for covering a variety of different topics. And so it was a good process. And like you mentioned, it's been 11 years. It's hard to believe,
right,
that it's been 11 years. And a lot has changed. And so that's why the county, we went after some grant dollars to have this completed again. And we've got a great consultant on board, the same consultant we utilized last time, Architectural Research Consultants.
Mm-hmm.
So good to have them involved. They know us. They know the county. They've done work for the college. So they really know this area. And, of course, you know, now it's time to go back out and solicit input from our citizens again. So that's what we're doing.
And that was going to be my next point to make, was that it's not just you all sitting in a room deciding what's going to go into this plan. You're reaching out and asking the public to take part and to give feedback on what they want to see, what works for their quality of life, what they like, what they don't like, things like that moving forward.
Absolutely. And that's such an important part of this process. This plan isn't the county's plan. This plan belongs to the citizens of the county. And it really is a roadmap to give us an idea of what people want to see as we move forward into the next 11 to 15 years. You know, we're faced this year with some big issues, such as the drought and fire danger and some things that we're facing. And what does that mean to us as we move forward in growth? We're also looking at some economic changes. We're looking at, you know, less happening in our oil and gas fields. We're looking at potentially the change in the power plant. So we have some major things that are happening in our region. We have a different kind of demographic. Potentially moving in with some increase in retired population and so forth. So what does that mean, and how do we move forward, and how do we do that in a way that addresses the needs of the citizens?
And so you are going to be, you already do actually have an online survey asking folks about their thoughts about future growth and planning and all that.
We do, and it's so important that people participate. It's on our website, which is sjcounty.net. It's also on our Facebook page, and I'll repost it out today. I ask that you follow us on Facebook because I'm trying to make sure that we keep news fresh there and put out announcements.
Right.
But we really do want people's voices. And we want to encourage you, not just if you live in the unincorporated areas of the county, but also if you live within any of our municipalities. The county is all of us, and how we address growth and so forth in the county over the next, you know, 10 to 15 years will affect all of us.
True. And I remember from the last plan back in 2007, Mike Stark, you had how many public meetings? We were traveling around the county to different sites?
We had over 60 meetings.
Okay. Is that going to happen again?
Input. Well, we're not able to with the budget that we have relative to the grant to,
right.
to have such a broad participation effort. But we also have new technology available to us with SurveyMonkey that allows
right.
us to extract that information from a broad group of folks via social media, via our website. Of course, you know, we're also utilizing a citizen advisory committee that we had in place last time, and,
mm-hmm.
and that group's going to help push the message out to solicit input and feedback. We will have two public meetings
okay.
to convey and show the results and the input that we've received to date, and then ultimately help to formulate the strategy and the plan that ultimately comes out of this effort.
If somebody's not a computer person, though, can they still get their thoughts to you, to the county?
Absolutely. They can contact me, and I
okay.
will make sure that they get a paper copy, or I can help them fill out the electronic version. But I will make sure that anybody gets a paper copy that would like one.
Got you. Okay. Because that's really important to get input from all citizens.
Absolutely.
And
right.
and all that. But the online survey certainly is the easiest way for most of us to be able to take part and to participate.
Mm-hmm. And I will warn folks that that we are asking that you only take the survey once,
right?
So that somebody doesn't have the ability to sit down and fill it out 25 times because they have a specific issue or something. Because we really want, we want a broad voice here. We want mm-hmm. as many people participating as possible.
Sure. And the survey's been, I guess, live now, if you will, for a little bit of time. How many mm-hmm. how many weeks has it been
it's
available?
It's just been open for about a week now.
Okay.
And we have about 200 people so far
okay.
filling it out, but we would love to put a couple more zeros on that. I'd
sure.
love to have at least I'd love to have 2,000 people fill it out,
yep.
if not more. So I'm really hoping that people will not only fill it out themselves, but share it with family members and friends and coworkers and places that they work. We're hopeful that it goes out in lots of newsletters and so forth. And so.
And how long of a time do we have to fill this out? You've got a pretty long window here, or do you want to wrap this up here so you can start then putting it into?
We'd like to wrap it up by the end of July.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
So, we'd like
so we don't have
to,
a lot of time.
Right,
it's really
we,
just this month.
Right.
Okay.
We want people to jump in there and get it done.
Got you. And still, if you have 2,000 people, that's not a big representation of 140,000 people in San Juan County or whatever our population is these days, right?
Right.
I mean, it's pretty good, but still.
Well, no, I'd love to have more than that.
Okay.
I would love to have, I'd love to have close to 10,000 people
right.
filling it out. Our population currently is probably about 115,000, something like that. Mm-hmm. So I would love to see a 10% of our population. If we can get there, that would be fabulous.
Sure.
But as many voices as we can get.
You bet. And I guess my mistake then points out the other glaring thing from 2007 is our population was on a growth trend, and the last couple of years, not so much.
Yeah, we were averaging a growth rate of almost 3% a year back when we went through this first process.
Right, and that's manageable, right? A 3% growth usually, as I hear.
It's manageable, yeah. It's not something like, say, North Dakota, where they
yeah.
you know, all of a sudden found oil and communities went from 5,000 to 15,000 folks overnight. That's a real problem.
Right.
And
we're farming it in the 50s for the same type of thing.
Exactly.
But
we want to have a plan in place when, whether it's a nominal rate of growth or whether it's, we have a boom again for
mm-hmm.
some reason, that we're able to accommodate, the future needs of our citizens.
Right.
And it's pretty comprehensive. You know, if you look at kind of the nuts and bolts of what ultimately comes out of this, it's analyzing, our infrastructure needs. What are the areas and the priorities that we need for infrastructure, from water to wastewater to roads, housing? What do we need to do for accommodating housing here?
Mm-hmm.
And not just affordable housing,
right.
Where
sure.
folks are able to live here. One of the big constraints that we have, we talk about it a lot, is 6% of our land in San Juan County is privately owned. So that tends to inflate the price of real estate because there's a limited supply.
Right.
But what are some of the things that we can put in place that allow folks to achieve the dream of owning their own home someday?
And some of those infrastructure things also include things like improving broadband. That brings
right.
a different kind of workforce here potentially, or changes the way that we can do commerce here in the county. So those are the kinds of infrastructure questions that we're going to ask, and that will help us prioritize how we spend as well and how we allocate our resources around the county.
Sure. And I guess the other part of this is that it appears, since you're calling it a growth management plan, there are plans that the county will again, the population will start to grow again at some point, if it hasn't already.
Correct. We're starting to see incremental growth from mm-hmm. where we We retreated the high in 2010. We were at 130,000 folks in the county. It did retreat down to as low as 115,000. I think as of today, and of course this is just an estimate that's provided from the University of New Mexico, we're at 117,000. So we are seeing slight growth back up to where we were. And whether we have growth or not, it's good that we have a plan in place to deal with these critical needs in the community, because you know we still have a population to serve, whether we're seeing exponential growth or nominal growth.
Right. And based on the 2007 plan, several things kind of grew out of that that became county policy, county direction, things along that line. So I think folks can maybe see some of how this these plans do work their way into county decision-making and helping to maybe guide the commission who are dealing with some of these really important decisions that they have to make. One was the junk and
trash
ordinance, right, that we talked about a decade ago that's now the law of the land, basically, right?
Yeah, there was no doubt. There was actionable feedback that came out of that last effort. And in one of the other elements that's analyzed here is the land use. How is the land being used? How does the land use affect property values and quality of life for folks throughout the entire unincorporated part of the county? Specifically, when we're talking about that, the junk and trash ordinance, it was specific to the unincorporated part of the county, which generally speaking is where the majority of the policy decisions and recommendations that come out of here are going to affect. So that's the area, sometimes that's confusing.
Right.
So that's the area that's outside of our four cities now. So
that's right.
The town of Kirtland and the Navajo Nation. And so yes, that was very valuable feedback that we received that, yes, we need to, the county needs to put an ordinance in place to control the use of land specific to junk, junk cars, junk mobile homes. And that's been successful in terms of having that ordinance in place. Ultimately, as a result of that, a voluntary cleanup program was put in place that to date we're reaching 1,000 cleanups that since 2006, utilizing inmate labor from the jail, we're able to go out and clean up properties if folks are physically or financially unable to do so. And so all because of the feedback we got from the plan last time that we need to clean up San Juan County. It needs to look better aesthetically and be inviting to folks that want to come here to recreate, that want to come here to invest dollars from outside of the community. And so we want to hear that feedback again. How are we doing today?
Right.
You know, obviously we have some ordinances that have come out of that, business registration, another ordinance that came out of the fact that we need to track and know what businesses are coming to the unincorporated part of the county. And then, you know, where do we need to go from here? You know, is it the right level of regulation? Do we need less? Do we need more? That's just one aspect, one element of this very broad and comprehensive plan that Susan mentioned.
And often, you know, a lot of the things that we deal with at the county are people who've moved into the region, maybe bought a piece of property, and they call and they say, well, how come our road is in horrible shape and nobody maintains it? Why don't we have access to water and those kinds of questions? And we need to really address some of those moving forward. You know, someone might decide that they bought a piece of property, they're just going to drive out across the field and build a house, and that's okay for them until they go to sell it or subdivide it or share it with family members. And suddenly you have a road that people have been using that was never engineered, was never really built to be a road. It was just happened to be a track that they were driving on. So what do we do about that? And what responsibility is that of the taxpayers, all of us in the county, versus the person who actually did that development? So it's those kinds of questions that we need to ask our community. How do they feel about that? How do they feel about areas where someone decides to subdivide or split off property where there's no access to water, where there's no access to any kind of wastewater systems, where potentially there isn't a safe place to put a road or access for emergency vehicles to come in and turn around? What does that mean as the property begins to sell maybe to the next person? So it's those kinds of quality of life issues. How do we do that as a county, and what kind of direction do our citizens want to give us on how we do that?
And it's really a long-term I guess, look into the future is what you're talking about, too, with some of these issues.
Absolutely.
So that while it's maybe fine for me for the next 5 years, but when I get ready to sell my mountaintop property or mesa top property or whatever I bought, that's maybe where some of these issues come into play.
Absolutely. And that's what we're really talking about is how do we do that gracefully, mm-hmm. moving into the future, and how do we do that that addresses most people's needs without stepping on other people's boundaries or toes. One of our staff members the other day said something about you don't want county government in your life until you want them in your neighbor's life. You know, how do you feel about having potentially...
I want a t-shirt with that on.
Yeah.
That,
how do you feel about having someone come in and have toxic waste that's going to be on their property? Or how do you feel about an industrial or large-scale animal facility coming in next door when you're in a residential area? Or shall we designate specific areas as residential so that you have some guarantee when you buy a residential property that that's not going to happen next door to you? Or what does that look like? We don't know. We don't have the answers. And that's why we need to reach out to the community and ask people to share their concepts and concerns with us.
Sure. And I think, and again, if you don't take part in the process, my old saying is you can't complain, right? And so if folks will take time to fill out this survey, then at least they've had a voice in the process. And I know Mike Stark, we've talked about this, and other folks have been very vocal maybe, and they would say, well, if I wanted all this regulation, I would have moved into the city, not mm-hmm. live in the county. And there's a fine line. And I know your commissioners walk it all the time, yeah. between regulation or non-regulation and trying not to be too in county residents' business, but also to maintain some of this quality of life. I don't
Absolutely.
Want to live next to a pig farm. I have nothing against pig farms. They're probably very great things for the
sure,
economy,
sure.
but I don't need one right next door to me. And that's kind of the point.
And it comes down to basically understanding and managing expectations of our citizens. You know, we,
right.
no doubt, generally speaking, we have a group of folks that are desirous to live in the county, and they want so because they don't want city-type regulation. And so we certainly understand that. We try to balance that with how do we, in turn, though, protect those folks that make an investment out in the county, that want to make sure that their property values are maintained, that their quality of life is maintained. And that is a tough balance because you do want to give folks the freedom that they're looking for, but yet not to where it ends up restricting your freedom in use of your land. And so it's tough. There's no doubt. It's been a discussion that's been going on now, since 2007, last time that we went through this, and trying to find where's the right balance between those two. And so it's time to, like I said, it's been 11 years. A lot has changed. We need to gather feedback again as to what is the right balance. What's the level of expectation that our citizens that live and work in the unincorporated part of the county have? And how does that ultimately, too, affect our partners, the four cities, the BLM, the Navajo Nation? They're all part of this process because we want to make sure we strike the right balance amongst all of our citizens, all 117,000 citizens to date. So,
good point. My guest this morning from San Juan County, we're talking about the county's new growth management plan, the survey that is available right now on the county's website at sjcounty.net. You can fill it out while you're listening to this program, as a matter of fact. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, more with my guests in just a moment right here on KSJE. The time is 8:30. KSJE is supported by San Juan County and Kirtland's Riverview Golf Course, the Links of Enchantment, featuring a championship 18-hole course, driving range, and foot golf, which combines elements of soccer and golf. Find out more about San Juan County's Riverview Golf Course in Kirtland online at riverviewgolfnm.com or at 505-598-0140. KSJE is supported by San Juan Regional Medical Center, your community hospital with a rich heritage that dates back to before New Mexico was a state. We've been improving the health of the Four Corners since 1910. As a nonprofit hospital, San Juan Regional Medical Center is a values-driven organization. We strive to deliver on our mission to personalize health care and create vitality and enthusiasm in healing. We are here for you when you need us, offering a comprehensive range of inpatient, outpatient, and emergency care services. My guest here this morning from San Juan County, Susan Hawkinson, is here. Good morning once again.
Good morning, Scott.
Also, Mike Stark is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Scott.
We are talking about the growth management plan that is out for 2018 to, I guess, update and replace the 2007 growth management plan, which is what the county's been working on since then. Mm-hmm. And right now there's a survey available for folks who are just joining us on the San Juan County website at sjcounty.net. It's, 25 questions or so?
Yep, 24 questions and a open one for
sure.
People to give us comments. It will only take you a few minutes unless you're going to add some specific comments. And we do
it's
ask
you. A lot of typing to do. It may take you a bit longer, but that's okay.
Yeah, but, you know, it's really a pretty quick survey. We were careful to keep it short and as concise as we could so that we could gather some information that would help give us some direction.
And this is input that you are seeking from all residents of the county, not just folks who live in the county, but actually folks from the county's four cities of Farmington, Aztec, Bloomfield, and Kirtland, and also the unincorporated areas, too.
That's correct, yeah. And we want to gather that feedback from everyone, mm-hmm. so...
Yeah, because it really will affect quality of life as we move forward. And some great big broad questions. What kind of industry do you see us attracting as we move forward? How do you see growth and development happening? Do you think we should have some areas that are more restricted to just residential or commercial or industrial? You know, just some really big broad topics. How do you feel about how we allocate money for roads and for infrastructure projects, wastewater and water projects? What are your biggest concerns? Drought, fire danger, those types of things. So some great big broad topics that lead to quality of life.
Sure. And when we think back to 2007 and what's going on today, I mean, things certainly have changed, it seems to me. And when we talk about economics and things like that, when we talk about the power plants and the unclear future that they have and the mines and things like that, those are county properties and could certainly impact a lot of area residents and businesses, et cetera.
Of course. And as we move forward, you know, it takes a while to develop a new base for our economic growth. It's not that we're not encouraging oil and gas. Certainly that's been a part of our history. That's part of who we are. But, how do we look forward and how do we look at other things as well? And what might that be?
Sure.
And what does our community have to say about that?
Right. And some of these things are out of our control locally. I mean, it's the county commission can't really dictate the price of natural gas or oil, mm-hmm. or if they could, things would be a lot different around here, I would think.
Yeah, no doubt. And the extractive industries have been a big part of our community.
Right.
And as Susan mentioned, those are industries that we want to continue to promote and support. But the reality is those industries have become more efficient. They're doing more with less. And so even though you're seeing increased prices in oil and ultimately increased activity down south, the industry's more efficient. And so they need less people, which means less jobs, which means less dollars floating through our economy. And so it's very important that we're continuing to look at new industries. And, of course, you know, you're very familiar with the ORI initiative and the Outdoor Recreation Initiative.
Right.
That is looking out to see, okay, what industries make sense for our area, because we're going to continue to see pressure on our bread and butter industries that we've relied on for so long, both in terms of jobs, tax dollars, and just general economic growth.
Right. And so that's what this survey is asking folks to speak out on or add their two cents about is what's next or what do you think is next?
Absolutely. And it just gives us a nice way to have a base idea of what our citizens are thinking. And it helps us to drive the plan and the development of the plan to meet those needs.
Sure. And how much is this then looked at by the county commission? I would assume that they take this quite seriously, because this is coming directly from their constituents.
It's a roadmap. It's a guide. By no means is it policy.
Right.
It's a policy, decision-making guide roadmap. It's something that they will look at to consult as decisions come forth in front of the commission. If we find that, for example, looking at economic development, there are certain industries that our citizens think are desirous of attracting to this area, that's going to play a part in how policy is shaped in trying to bring those industries here, trying to bring dollars and supporting those new industries. I think there has to be a strong public-private partnership in a lot of ways when it comes to the future of San Juan County. We're up against our area, very large economy to date, and certainly some big players that have been part of that economy. Things are evolving. Things are changing. We're up against 49 other states. We're up against, even within our own state, Albuquerque, Las Cruces, Santa Fe. What are we going to do that separates us, that allows us to attract various industries here that makes sense with the skill set that we have in place here, that makes sense with the local economy and the different things that we have to offer here, the quality of life. Those are all big parts of how this plan would ultimately affect those decisions in the future. And so it's very important that citizens provide us feedback, because it is looked at. And as I mentioned, a lot of actionable things that took place as a result of the last growth management plan that actually evolved into not only just policies, but also ordinances that have helped to clean up our county, to help beautify our county, to help make us more inviting place to live, work, and play.
Sure. And so this survey is going to be available through the month of July.
It is, and it'll be on our website. They can go there any day. It'll be available on our Facebook page. Hopefully you're sending it out to your friends and relatives who live in San Juan County, not necessarily the ones that live in Denver, please, but the ones who live in San Juan County. And we really do hope to get as much feedback as possible, because it is about a broad voice. We don't want any one specific group to heavily weight it. We want to hear from as many constituents as we possibly can. And that's going to make this the richest plan that we can have, and at least give us the best feedback so that we can make decisions moving forward. We look at some of the decisions of other areas in the region. Certainly we're different from all of them. But, you know, you look at like Ogden, Utah, after the Olympics, was it, I'm just going to draw a blank, 2000 and...
Two, maybe.
And, you know, they were left after the Olympics with all these big empty buildings that were used for venues. And they said, you know, we really liked that. What do we do? And they decided that they were going to be a mecca for outdoor industry. And they really have become that. But it took them looking forward and doing a community plan and saying, what do we like about that? Where do we see ourselves going? And now they have some of the major manufacturers in outdoor industry gear from that are global companies that are building there and building industry there. And they've had an amazing future. You know, Moab, not that long ago, was just a little sleepy mining town until they really started to do a lot of work surrounding the outdoor opportunities that are there, the national parks that are there, and really pushing tourism, pushing the jeeping, pushing the mountain biking. And we've seen their economy change. Now, it's not that we'd want to be Ogden or Moab, but how do we start now? What do we do now for something that we might like to see in place in 10 or 15 years? Because none of these things happen quickly.
Right.
And we need feedback from our citizens to know what direction to go.
Sure. And we're already seeing, as we've been talking about, some of these traditional industries changing, evolving. And so even that is going to continue whether we like it or not. And so how do we react to that? How do we diversify those types of
exactly
questions?
Right. Mm-hmm. Because we have, you know, we have this history, but we can't control the global markets, and we can't control what those markets look like moving forward. So what do we do here, and how do we best serve the citizens of San Juan County?
Right. And this isn't something that is unique to San Juan County, putting together these growth management plans. This is something that's done all over the place, right, Mike Stark?
It
is. It drives some of these decisions, and as we've seen, has driven some decisions made right here in San Juan County from 2007's plan.
It's a good planning tool. It's a growth management plan is what we've described it as. It's also known as a comprehensive plan, and something that local governments throughout the state of New Mexico and elsewhere put in place to help understand and manage, once again, expectations.
Right.
Where are we at today? Where do we want to go as a community? And how do we get there?
Sure. But a lot of folks sometimes criticize governments for doing all these plans and putting them on a shelf, and that's where they sit. But this plan, it seems to me, is not like that, because you've used it to kind of direct some legislation, some ordinances, based on what constituents have said they would like to see from
Correct.
2007.
And allocation of resources. And so it's a very important tool for citizens to participate in. And like I said, it gets used. At least it does here in San Juan County.
Right.
Are there other places where it sits on the
shelf?
We
can't speak for them.
There's no doubt that happens, but we will actively use this. Did we accomplish everything that was laid out in the 2007 plan? No. That's what we need to hear from citizens. What's still an important issue, a concern, What are some of the goals and objectives that they have for our county? It looks as they continue, as we continue on, we're going to continue as a county, as a local government.
Right.
And that for sure is going to happen. So we need to know, where do you want us to go? Where do you, as our taxpayers, as our citizens of this county, how would you like to see your dollars invested to maintain the quality of life that you've come to enjoy and expect?
Sure. And this is one way to do that. Where do you see San Juan County in 5 years, in 10 years? What industries should we be looking for or attracting or supporting or what have you?
Right. And be it whether you want to stay here and live here ongoing for the rest of your life, whether you want to sell a piece of property to somebody who's coming in new to the area, whether we're attracting new businesses or just retaining the ones that we have now, what do we need to do to make sure that all of those parts of our economy and our towns and cities and areas are successful moving forward? And, you know, it's an important piece for us.
It is, indeed, which is why you're asking for everyone's input on this survey. And so, again, I'll mention the website, sjcounty.net. It's right there. You can click on it. You're passing out flyers with
the QR code.
QR codes, right. Even fancier than a barcode to scan with your smartphone, and it takes you right to the website to fill it out. If folks aren't computer savvy, they can call your office and help them figure out a plan B.
You bet. I'll make sure they get a paper copy if they want one, and I'll even help them sit down and fill it out if they'd like me to. But I would love to get as much feedback here as possible.
And again, it's really open during the month of July. Then after that, there'll be a couple of meetings, I guess, maybe to talk about the results and what people have said, and then it goes to the publisher, I suppose. I don't know.
It would. Well, it would ultimately be adopted. So the final step in all this would be final adoption by the county commission.
I see.
As the plan for
this is
guiding
the plan.
Growth going forward. So that's ultimately where it leads to, and that's why it's important for people to participate.
Right. And again, it's a chance to get your voice heard. If you've got some specific thoughts about where you think the county is going, this is your opportunity. There's an open question you mentioned, I think, that would maybe allow folks to to ramble on or be precise or however they want to share their thoughts. But that's what it's designed to do.
Absolutely. If they have an issue, Mike was telling us while we were at a break about meeting a gentleman who had properties near him that were quite infested with noxious weeds. Is that an issue for you? Do you see that as a problem in your neighborhood, in your area? We've certainly had people come to us who bought houses and properties out in unincorporated San Juan County and then had large-scale operations move in next to them. We don't have light ordinances. We don't have sound and different kinds of ordinances that might protect people. What does that look like? Is that something you're concerned with? Is that something that is happening in your neighborhood and you'd like us to address? Is there an issue in your neighborhood that we haven't talked about? Is there something that concerns you about your quality of life and your personal property? So, you know, just sound off and give us an idea of what you're thinking, and that helps us to move forward.
There you go. And do what a lot of people do anyway, which is share on social media and get your friends and family to take part if they live in San Juan County, to take part in the survey too.
Absolutely. And please do visit us on Facebook. We're trying to be as active and responsive there as we possibly can. So come and find us on San Juan County Government and like us on Facebook or follow us, and we will keep you updated.
Lots of good information about San Juan County, from water issues to construction to air quality. There's been a lot of important information shared for quite a while now on the county's Facebook page.
Yeah, we try and keep it up. We try and keep the spraying schedules for our vector control, for mosquito control. We try and really keep some up-to-date information on there. So, and I appreciate when people ask questions and send comments. It gives me a nice way to interact with them. So I look forward to people visiting that.
Terrific. Thank you both for coming in this morning. Mike, good to see you.
Yeah, same here, Scott. Thank you for helping share this message.
You bet. It's an important one, so we're glad to be able to do that. So thanks for being here. Susan, thank you.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you for what you do for our local communities.
Well, we're glad to do it. That's why we're here. Thank you both very much.
It's an important asset.
Thank you. We'll be back with more in just a moment, everyone, right here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.